Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to another episode. Today is a fun one because I love personal stories, and it's something that I believe every business owner, every writer should include when they write their book. And so much so, I actually have a segment called Stories of Impact on the Idea to Impact podcast as well. So go back and have a look, because there are stories with other business owners who share their stories to create more impact. So let's get into today's episode, which is the power of personal stories to make your writing more relatable and engaging. Now, when I first wrote The Six Pillars of Rewarding Life, I quickly realized that simply presenting facts and theories, it wouldn't resonate with my audience. So I needed to draw from my own experiences. And if I didn't have those experiences, I would use other stories from other areas, and I would weave them into a narrative to create that connection with the readers. So personal stories, they can breathe life into your writing. Well, they actually do breathe life into your writing, and it transforms your book into a collection of ideas to a powerful journey that others can relate to. So throughout this episode, I will share insights and strategies on how to effectively use your personal stories in your writing. And I'll also draw on my own experiences and the lessons that I've learned along the way as well. So let's just start by talking about why personal stories are so powerful. Personal stories, they engage readers on that emotional level, and they allow them to connect with the author as a human being rather than a voice behind a book. So when readers encounter personal anecdotes, they see a reflection of their own lives, struggles, and triumphs. Now, this connection, it's going to foster empathy and understanding, and it's going to make the reading experience much more impactful. Now, there are three key reasons why personal stories matter. First one is they build trust. So sharing your experiences creates an authenticity and trust, and readers appreciate the honesty, making them more likely to engage with your book and get to know you more, which then leads to the second reason, and that is to enhance relatability. So personal stories provide context, and they also provide depth to your ideas as well. So they're going to help that. So your personal stories, they help readers understand complex concepts through relatable examples. And the other reason is to encourage reflection. So your personal experiences and your anecdotes, they prompt readers to reflect on their own lives, and it encourages them to engage more deeply with your book too. So now that we've understood the importance of personal stories, how do we go about identifying and selecting the right ones for your book? So here are some steps to help you uncover those stories. The first one is to reflect on your journey. So take time to think about your life experiences. What challenges have you faced, and what lessons have you learned from those challenges? You always want to include your failures. And for me, writing the six pillars of a rewarding life, it involved a lot of soul searching. And I thought back to my own struggles with self-doubt, career transitions, and moments of clarity that helped me realize my purpose. And each of these experiences became a touch point in my book, and it provided relatable context for the people reading. So that is the first step. And the second step is just to create a list of significant moments in your life, both positive and negative. Consider the emotions you felt during those experiences, because that's going to help you write a powerful story. You then want to think about your audience. So who is your audience, and what stories will resonate with them? Do they face similar problems that you have faced before? And what aspirations do they have as well? In my case, I knew I was speaking to aspiring authors and business owners, and I made sure to select stories that highlighted the challenges they might face while pursuing their writing goals. A lot of it comes down to efficiency and productivity, and not believing that they have enough time to write a book because they're so focused on their business. So think about the audience and what their pain points are, what struggles they're facing. Then finally, you want to look for themes. So as you review your list of experiences, look for the recurring themes, and these themes are going to guide your book and that journey of which personal stories to include. So once you've identified your stories, you then want to put them into a narrative inside your book. And here's some tips on how to just do that. Start with a hook. So begin your story with a strong opening, and that's going to capture the reader's attention. It's like you would with a reel. It could be a vivid description or entry or a awesome question or a surprising statement. So for example, in Evolve Your Skills, the first sentence was, from a young age, humans have engaged in activities that contribute to growth and development. Whether playing a sport, practicing an instrument, or immersing in creative endeavors, we've taken lessons and applied learnings in competitive and independent settings. So I've set the scene with that hook, and the aim is to immediately draw the reader in and set the stage for the journey to come. So use vivid descriptions and sensory details. This helps to immerse them in your story, and it's going to make it feel real and make it feel relatable as well. You do this all the time when you create content. And if I was writing about my book launch, instead of simply stating, oh, I was nervous before my book launch, I would say, I had these anxious feelings and my hands trembled as I signed copies, and there was an overwhelming sense of vulnerability that washed over me. You know, that's just an example. You want to get vivid with it. So don't shy away from expressing your emotions in your stories too. So whether it's joy, fear, frustration, failure, conveying your feelings, it's going to allow readers to empathize with your experiences too. You also want to make your stories relatable. So while your experiences are unique, make sure that the core emotions and lessons resonate with your audience, and highlight the common struggles and aspirations that others might face too, or that your ideal audience will face. And with Evolve Your Skills, is what I did for that book is learn, apply, and perform. There were three concepts of my book that I felt were really important, because people struggle to learn a new skill. People struggle to apply the skill. People struggle to actually perform the skill well. So I focused on different messages in different parts of the book. And that is when you want to tie everything back to your message. So make sure your personal stories, make sure they align with the overall message of your book. So each story should serve as a purpose. For example, like I just spoke about before, learn, apply, and perform, I shared personal stories. They were different personal stories, but they were related to each concept in each part of the book. They were related to learning a new skill. They were related to applying the skill, and they were related to performing the skill well. So each story, it should serve as a purpose. And whether that's illustrating a key point, providing concepts, or providing context, or reinforcing your themes, you want to make sure that those stories transition well into the content of your book. Now, what about getting the balance right? So personal stories are powerful, and it's essential to really strike that balance between storytelling and valuable content. So here are some tips for achieving that balance. So you want to integrate stories seamlessly. So you want to integrate stories seamlessly. And how I did it, or how I've done my books, themes to my books, is I've always opened up a chapter with a story. That's just something for me that I found effective, because it was setting the scene for that chapter too. So they should be used to enhance the message rather than detracting from it. So avoid lengthy digressions, and you don't want to take those readers off track to what the main theme is of your book. You also want to use stories and as examples. So rather than letting them stand alone, use them as examples to support your key points. And that's going to help reinforce your message, and it's going to keep your readers engaged, as well as on track to having their problem solved. And you can also vary the length of your stories, because not every personal story needs to be lengthy. You can use a mixture of short anecdotes and longer narratives, because that's going to maintain the pacing, and it's going to keep the reader's attention too. As you write your personal stories, encourage your readers to reflect on their own experiences too. Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes, and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode. it's going to create a sense of community, and it's going to help, again, make that reader more relatable to you as well. They're going to feel like that they're on this journey together with you. You can always pose reflective questions at the end of each chapter. So throughout your book, you could prompt your readers to think about their own journeys, and you could give them action plans or something like that. And for example, so with Evolve Your Skills, I gave the reader a performance evolution task, so they would have something to do. But I would also give them the task that I did and the outcome of that task when I did that. So consider the opportunities for interaction with your readers as well through your writing, because that's, again, going to create the relatability. It's going to create the trust, and it's going to create them just loving you and wanting to really be in your world and get to know you more too. Finally, share client stories. So if you're writing a business book and it's aimed at lead generation, look at client reviews and testimonials. If you've received those, include them in your book. Highlight their experience, because that's going to add depth to your book, and it's going to reinforce you as the authority in your field, and it's going to reinforce the idea that everyone goes through these problems and we're all in this together. So as we wrap up today's episode, I hope you've gained some awesome knowledge into the power of personal storytelling, and I hope you know how they can transform your writing into something truly relatable, something truly engaging, and something truly that your audience is going to love. So I want you to remember, though, personal stories, they're not just anecdotes. They're actual powerful tools for connection, for understanding, and more importantly, for impact. So embrace your own experiences, because they are truly worth sharing, and share them authentically, because that's going to help create a book that's going to resonate deeply. Because that's going to be a book that's going to resonate super deep. So if you're ready to start incorporating personal stories in your writing journey, I encourage you to reflect on your experiences and consider how they can enhance your message too. And as always, to finish this episode, I do invite you to leave a review, and also invite you to join the Identity Impact Program. We work with authors to develop your unique voice, and we actually share your stories to turn your ideas into a powerful book in 6 months that is going to create a legacy, create more income, impact, and influence in your industries. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Identity Impact. If you found it valuable, please share it with others who may benefit. But until next time, write the book and remember the power of your personal story, because we all have stories to tell. I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.